Cody, the Buttes lost 2-1 in overtime to Minnesota in the Isabel Cup final this past weekend. I've read the game described with words like a classic, a thriller, a heartbreaker. Was it all of those things?
Yeah, that sums it up. The result that wasn't in our favor, but the way the players played and left everything on the ice, that's the way you want to walk away from a game like that.
The team was without starting goaltender Shannon Sabatos. She suffered an injury in the semifinal game last Friday. It sounds like backup Nicole Hensley filled in quite admirably.
She was great for us. The score could have been way different if Nicole wasn't doing what she did. And we had all the confidence in the world, as we have all year, with her going into the net. And we just had to put a couple more goals on the board in front of her.
The players, I'm sure, were disappointed in the final result, but I imagine they and you and the whole organization are proud of their effort in what was, in all, a very good season.
Yeah, like you said, we're very, very happy of the effort and the commitment from the team and everybody working with the team. And that's everybody that supported the team. And at the end of the day, we weren't able to accomplish what we set out to do. But at the same time, we had a lot of accomplishments along the way. So I couldn't be prouder of the group that we have. And it's just the way the hockey game goes. So it wasn't our time.
This is the fourth season for the league, which now has 5 teams. Give us some general thoughts on the health of the league overall and of the Buttes right here in Buffalo.
I guess overall, you see different pictures in every city you go to. So just with Buffalo, we can't say enough about the support we have and just seeing the rink that full and that passionate for the team. It was amazing. It was it fed through our whole lineup, and the players talk about it and how they look forward to seeing those crowds when they play at home.
The Buttes have played in the championship game all 4 seasons here. They won the Cup in 2017. What kind of impact do you think this team is having on girls and women's hockey here in Western New York?
I know for a fact that youth registration in women's and girls hockey is it's going in a great direction, and it's hitting home. Just with my 2 daughters who talk about the Buttes a lot, it's a daily conversation in our house. And I told them after the game that they're inspiring a lot of people that they don't even know they're doing it. So it's just something to keep your head held high when walking away from a game like that.
Cody McCormick is coach and general manager for the Buffalo Buttes. Cody, thanks for your time.
Thank you.